5:00 Thursday night. Yeah, Simon Nun Hay. Sif Tess. A few Sifim about when a person's a brother. Lola Mukotman of Shavish Day Cyrus. Achar Shiyi Sif Tess. And Simon Nun Hay. Lola Mukotman of Shavish Day Cyrus. Achar Shiyiya Ben Yud Gimel Shonim Yoyim Bethel. The Cyrus we had before already, you have to have Shonim and Cyrus. We talked about a Chazaka, helps Midrabbana, not for the Araisos. Now he's making the point that the Shtei Cyrus have to grow, the physical maturity has, this manifestation of physical maturity has to grow, has to be after the Shonim. If it happened before the Shonim, it doesn't count. It's not a physical maturity. If it happened too early, so it's just a growth. It's considered just a growth. So that's what the Mechaber is saying here. Loy lemu kotna at shiyovish tei cyrus achar shiyiyah ben yud gibol shonim v'yaymecha.
If they grew before the Yigimel Shonim, they're not considered, or they actually have to grow after Yigimel, or
yeah,
they have to be there together with Yigimel?
No, they have to grow. The body has to produce, that's the physical maturity. It's like that, yeah, the hair is growing, have to be after Yud Gimel Shana B'yemecha. Hushnasa Ibor Bas Yud Gimel Chodesh, that's, you don't go with months, you go with years. So if you're mitzvah, if you're born in Kislev, your bar mitzvah is in Kislev. Even if, well, that's not a good example. If you're bar mitzvah, if you're born in Iyar, if you're born in Nisan, your bar mitzvah is in Nisan, even if there's two others. You go with years, not with months. You don't count off 12 months. You go with years, and Shnas or Ibor is a 13-month year. So it doesn't matter that it has more days or more months, but it's a year. So that's, yeah. Okay. Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Tes, Shtei Cyrus, Umukoyman, it has to be, we paskin, it has to be in the Mokom Erva. The Shir Gadluson, how long they have to be. Before Bevan Ezer, the Simon Kufnun Heis, if you're Zion, if you're Ches. It really is not that likely, the truth is, it's not that likely that a boy 13 is really truly bar mitzvah on his, you know, when he's 13. I mean, the hair is, let's say he says Kriya Shema that night. So, for him to truly be a gadol that night, he had to have the hairs growing the last hour. That doesn't happen. So, it's not so clear. It's not clear to me why, like, how can you have a chazaka immediately that night? Certainly the hairs don't grow that fast. Like, how can you, even though, good, the chazaka only helps for a drabona, but even on the drabona level, like, how, it just doesn't happen. What's the question?
Clearly, the person wouldn't be a gadol when they turn 13.
Right, I just said.
So doesn't that seem to indicate that it's not the Havas Shaharis has to be after 13, you just have to be there? It just seems ludicrous to the...
Yeah, the Teretz is, you don't know exactly when he becomes a gadol, so you know, so you want to, why we count them for a minion that night? That's a good question.
But it's not that night. The next morning, the next week. I don't know how long this year.
Achar sheyiyeh sheken kibbu chazal halach lemoishim b'sinai. So yikori azachar ish at sheyish lemolosh yud gimel shonim. The other gamkin shtei sires v'muchal kalash yirin shekibbu chazal halach lemoishim b'sinai. Romnum kaimelon. Even shegiya lechal shonim chazaka shebiyu shtei sires. Lachen afilu manoroyim. As we're saying, if you take the chazaka to its fullest extent, and even if you would check and not see Cyrus, Chayshina Shemahoyla and Elishanoshu, they fell out. Shpenderich Cyrus Alolu Limshar, Pamimachmos Kechishus, Pamimachmos Shamnunis. ומקום מוקם לא סומכים על חזק עלו לגמרי, אבל דיינים like a suffix. That's why Rabbanu ולכן עזרין אותם את החומר וחדות השום את יראיסו. זאת אומרת, cool. In other words, if you don't check, the Bishmuritz mashma that the truth is from the Mishnah Berurah, it's a one might think reading the Mishnah Berurah superficially that if you checked and you didn't find, that's when it helps for the Drabonons, not the Dioraisas. But if you don't check, then it helps for Dioraisas too. But that's not what he means to say. It's always like a suffix. If it was brought, then you can't assume that it was there for a Dioraisa level. Dioraisa level, you would have to check and see that it's there. V'chein azlinam tamed l'chumr v'chol dover shumad Dioraisa. With the Rabbanon l'kula, you can assume it's there. Vayin l'kamam v'sim l'kup tzadik tes v'mogen avram sivkot m'ches v'sarachiyam k'tzas. It's not so clear, it's mashma there, that if you check that it's not there, it doesn't even help for the Rabbanon. It's an inyan musubach, it's a complicated inyan. We just assume, we don't do any checking, we just assume it helps with the Rabbanon. Most things are the Rabbanons. And Echanami, should you have a 13-year-old boy be moitzi you in Kiddush on Friday night? She said, it's also the Rabbanon. Deraisa you were yoitzi in Davani. Should you let him blow shofar? And Echanami, you don't let him blow shofar. You don't let him do a deraisa until he has a beard, Mismale Sukono. Plus, you want to check. You could always check. That's why you would that's why no one would ever have the kiblein. We had it 2 years in a yeah, 1 year. I'll tell you when it's negeya to check. You know, you're not going to check. No one's going to look. No one's going to check. I'll tell you when it's there's one situation where it's relevant to check. That is by a lady who wants to chalitza. So she didn't have a kid, and if she's not 35 years old and chalitza you can't do when she's a ketana, and you're dealing with a dioraisa, so you have to check.
There's check no, her, not
check
not
her. Check her and make sure you have to check the woman. The brother could have children once he has children, you know, or he has a beard. The brother that's taking the chalitza. Yeah, but the woman, it's a problem. If she's not 35 and she didn't have children, she could have children and they died. But she didn't
you have just similar, she's not a katana.
Right, right. If she's not 35 and she never had children, so the truth is, Dodin is also a simon, but she's not an islandist, but you don't know. So you have to check. The challenge is who should check. It's a big problem in the poskim. Are women neman to check? You're dealing with a diarise, so are women neman to come tell you?
Why?
So the place come on makeil with various cheshbonos.
Why is it different than a regular sermon?
I've been involved in a few chalitzas, so I know it's.
Why is it different than a regular
sermon? It's a diarise. So you have to know she's a gadola, and she didn't have a child, and she's not 35. So how do you know she's a gadola on a diarise level?
In the kitchen, when we rely on the lady for Dioraisas, there are no Dioraisas there?
So what's Dioraisas? You mean that she's Neman for Surim?
Yeah.
A cotton would be Neman, it's Biyado. A cotton would also be Neman. By Biyado, a cotton's Neman. But a cotton's Biyado, it's Neman. That's the only case I can think of when it's like really. Very no gay. There's no weight, so the police can have grapple with the problem of who should check. The problem is if women can check. Why should the women check? There's a lot of things you have to explain by a chalitza. This is one of them. Unless she's 35. She's 35. But if she's 35, then even if she doesn't have Cyrus, she's a gedolah. I never had a good answer to that question. Why do you treat a bar mitzvah boy like a bar mitzvah, even for the rabbonon, for the first few days for sure? You know he didn't bring Cyrus in these few days. It just doesn't grow that fast, unless you say it grows fast. I never resolved the question. I don't know the answer. The rabbonon just makes a chazok out of it, but the betzias, it had to happen. Doesn't happen. I don't know. Maybe it does grow very fast, and I'm not. I don't know. To ask a doctor. Okay, Ben Yud Gimel Shana. How do you know how old he is? Rishon Brura says the other mehemen al zeh. He asked the father. Well, he shows his birth certificate. Comes to shul the first time. You want to be mitzayer from Tumminion if he has a birth certificate. The father's nemen to say how old he is. Below ish acher is an eid echad. He needs to be kedushin of some achdalah amar aleph betoisus dibir amas kol nemen. The amei saw that, let's say someone's father died and he doesn't know. Okay, now you have official documents. The son can be soimich on. It starts with Goyim made the documents. Goyim have no nemonis. But if it's an official document that has legal standing, you assume it's true. Does that help you with Inyone Yisu Beheter? Yeah, it does. Shavuos time they didn't have such official documents. If the father died, you don't know how old you are. So once he has two sires, Chayav Lizarba Mitzvah Satayra, Kedin Shar Godel, the stake of the Eraisu. He just has to wait till he has two sires and then act like a Godel. The Yom Echad, Mishnah Berurah, Lav Dafka Yom Echad, we've had this before. Elokivan, once he enters the 14th year. Vafilu Shoh Achas, Vafilu Verka Achas Sagi. Vafilu Nola Vesof Yom Rosh Hashanah. I don't know why he's picking Rosh Hashanah. I mean, any day would be the same thing. Even if you're born at the end of the day, but you become a mitzvah at the beginning of that day, 13 years hence. We said this many, 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 many times before. So, Yud Gimel Shana B'Yamecha means Yud Gimel Shana V'Rega Achas. It just means to say you need the full. Don't say Mitzvah Kulo, and the Moyer Ben Hashmosh is B'Shas Leido. You have to go to Sofek. You have to go to Chumro. The Dear Raisa. He has to treat himself like Bar Mitzvah. But that's all. So he has to go to Chumro. Yeah. I was about to say, but he can't be Moitzi anybody. But he can't be Moitzi anybody anyway. In a Dear Raisa level. He probably can't read the Megillah either. It's funny, like at night you would say he could, because at night it's called the Derabbanan. In the day it's called the Divrei Kabbalah, which has a stringency of a D'oraisa. So that's... When's the next two others?
Is that this coming year?
Tavshin Samach Zion? I thought so, but I was walking in the street today and a guy was selling calendars. I picked it up. There was only one other. Unless the calendar made a mistake, I doubt it. Yeah? Really? Tavshin Samach Zion? Because Shemitah is never an Ivory Yard. In the Gemara, it's not.
I think it is.
Because in the Gemara, it's not.
But I think it is.
You mean when you go with the calendar, then it could be?
That's what it is.
It's hard. It's strange.
It's an extra month.
Yeah. No, the Gemara says you're not ma'abarin, Shemitah year. But I guess that's when Beis Din has a choice. But when it goes with a system, so it can come out like that. So it is Taka.
I remember.
Well, it's not next year. I'm just thinking about mitzvahs. Somebody asked me Shaila about bar mitzvahs. But the question was based on the assumption that Shemitah would not be two others. So I got confused. Shemitah will be two others.
The
kid was born on Lamed Adar Aleph. That's a hard day to be born. Lamed Adar Aleph. Because there's no Lamed Adar. But there's no two others, there's no Lamed Adar. So if there's an Ibiyor when you're born, when you get Bar Mitzvah, so it's Lamed Adar Aleph. The moment Avram holds, when you're born in another Aleph, you're Bar Mitzvah in another base. Even if there's two Aleph, you're Bar Mitzvah.
Wow.
You want to hear the way he says it? he says, let's say you're born Tesvav Adar Aleph. So 12 years from now, when did you become 12? That's not a trick question. When did you become 12? What date? Tesvav Adar. So on Tesvav Adar, you're 12. So you bar mitzvah Tesvav Adar Beis. You look from the perspective of the year before. He's 12.
Uh-huh.
So now a year. So a year you wait till Adar Beis. We don't pass on the Magen Avraham. Everybody argues with him and says that if the bar mitzvah year matches up to the birth year, you go with Adar Aleph. That's you. One place, there's like a place where they advertise bar mitzvahs. So many times Adar Aleph, like it's blank for a month. If 13 years before there was only one Adar,
right.
So you go a whole month without any bar mitzvahs in Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's what we're learning about now. Let's learn Sifyud. It's really simple. If you're born the 29th of Adar Aleph, it's just like this is why people are confused when you ask them who died first, Rav Moshe or Rav Yankov. I forgot already. But one of them died first. No, but it was an Ibiyar. So on an average year with one Adar, the other one's Yartzeit is always first. That's why in articles, and many times I've read, that they were both died within a month of each other. And they both died in Adar. Oh, Rav Moshe died on the base, of course, because his Leviah was poor. Everybody remembers that. So Yankin was Nifter on Adar Aleph, but he died earlier in the month. So if you have one Adar, which is most years, so Rav Moshe's, I'm sorry, the other way around, he died at the end of the month. So Rav Moshe's Yartzeit is always first. It's usually first, even though Rabbi Yankov died first. So when you read articles, they always get it, like they get it wrong because it's confusing. So that's this case. Someone was born the 29th of Adar Aleph. Benar Echad Nolad Ba'Adar Sheni Be'Echad Bo. Right, the first of Adar Beis, 2 days later, and Shnas Yud Gimel is not Mu'Beres. So the 29 Adar Aleph has to wait for 29 Adar, even though he was born first. So he'll get bar mitzvah at the end of the month. And the one that was born the first of Adar Beis will be bar mitzvah the first of Adar, because that's his bar mitzvah. So he was born second and he was bar mitzvah first. Hagol mishnodet ba'adar v'nasa bar mitzvah b'shnaso ibur, and anasa bar mitzvah adar hasheni. That's pretty much the consensus of the psak. Mishnabura. In the 13th Yavel and Mishnasi Gimel Hayagamkin Ibur, so certainly we would say Risha, another the Rishon year by Mitzvah, by the Rishon, by the Sheni, Lokum Magen Avraham. I told you, Magen Avraham was not like that. Ad Chav Tesla Adar, he doesn't get by Mitzvah, Mal the Temesh Yechashav Adar Rishon, you might say that Adar Rishon is called Shvat, and he gets by Mitzvah, Chav Tesh Shvat, Kman Shavon, no. Sivkotten Mem Hei, Eino Nasu by Mitzvah, Tol Adar Sheni. We learned in Siv Tes really. That Chaydash Ibur is the 13th year, but that's maybe if you're born a different year, so you don't count months, but you count years. But if you're born Rosh Chaydash Adar, Avamina, that he becomes a mitzvah, Rosh Chaydash Adar Rishon, Kamash Malah, now the Rishon will Mikri Adar. That's the Ibur, the Chodesh Ibur. So it's not really anything, it's really like a blank month. Okay, so you have to wait Yud Gimel Shonen, so you have to wait till Adar Sheni. Okay, we won't learn the next case. Yes, Mishaila. No, someone just asked me. Someone asked me. Someone was born Lamed Adar Aleph, right? So and the year he's bar mitzvah, there's no. So when does he get bar mitzvah? I have to look it up. Lamed Adar Aleph is called Rosh Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Nissan. But the year is by mitzvah, so there's only one Adar. So Rosh Chodesh Nissan is very Aleph Nissan.
So
it's the day after Chavtes.
So maybe
we should wait. Maybe it's called the last day of Adar. Maybe it's called the last day of Adar. It's not, okay, but that's a shaila. Maybe it's called the last day of Adar. He was born the last day of Adar. Gruen has like a real, I can't remember the case. Gruen has a real case, and this kid's going to be...